Hey DJ Lady J,
hey DJ Lady J, hey DJ Lady do something to make me do feel, make me feel.
This time I hate your guts and your hate mine. So why my closet can't just be on fleek? And I know next week that I'm on trail on your tweet. But let's fight about it overseas. If I'ma kick you out, then Lord, let Jay's be on my feet. And Dolce and Gabbana on my sheets. I want a horse on my shirt, not the heart on my sleeve. Life is too short, I'm boy, compensate me. I'm yo, your honey. Like riding bucket seats, won't you buy me shopping sprees, babe? I think I'd rather have material love.
Why you blame me? Like everything ain't what it seems. I make you feel the type of things, pay me for this ecstasy.
I got you all doped up on me.
If we gon' argue, let's say 40,000 feet. From M-I-A-I-A-H-N-Y-C. And if you gon' check for me, then first check my bags. And if you gon' come for me, boy, come with facts. Like where the connect is, the cat in the layover. Tickets on a dresser if you plan to stay over.
I'm yo, yo honey. But time is more.
Freaking lose it.
You say he told you that I'm crazy, but did he tell you that I'm good? Did he say that I could pray for and do it low-key like a real ninja would? So don't you come out for spilling that tea. I'm sipping on Hennessy. About my struggle, why they question my accomplishments like I ain't deserving. Did they tell you how I started this? That I like my men, how I like my pockets fat, and I screw him like a con artist. That's why he always tripping, blow his mind. I'm a magician, I know my man pimping. That's really why I'm with him. I don't love nobody but myself, and he resilient. So he'll pop back when I dip out. Now he won't kill me. So don't you come out for spilling that tea. I'm sipping on Hennessy.
Only if it's for
pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy.
DJ Lady J.
Pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy. This pussy real good. Pussy, pussy. It make you feel good. Pussy, pussy. This pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy. This pussy dripping wet. Pussy, pussy. This pussy real good. Pussy, pussy. It make you feel good. Pussy, pussy. This pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy. This pussy dripping wet.
Ever fuck with a squirter? Drown a nigga, that's murder. Don't be scared, you won't hurt her. Beat it up, Ike Turner. Cat talking, it's calling. So tight, you won't fall in. Long dick, I want it all in. Put the head shaft in the balls in. Then I grip the dick a little tighter. Spread my legs a little wider. Ride it rough, I'm a rider. Bitch trippin', I'm a slider. School's in, I'm a teacher. Soul snatchin', I'm the reaper. Put it in a little deeper. You a has-been and I'm a keeper. She the type of hoe to get on your case. I'm the type to come sit on your face. Open up wide, get you a taste. You could do it right or you'll be replaced. I can make him feel good when it's gushy. Make him pay a bit of fill on my nookie. Have him callin' in work playing hooky. Better nigga fall in love with this pussy.
Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet.
It's so wet like a koozie jet. Rain hard in a tsunami. Decline die for a blind die. What would you do for this punani? If I gave you some, better hold your tongue. Gotta keep a secret like Illuminati. If I fuck them right, then my boo got me. Woke up in my boo got it. Fold me up like an origami. This is porn for your radio. For round two, I want more money. Juicy mouth for fellatio. Bust one, I'm a double back. When it comes to head, I'm a brainiac. Tie me up, bend me like over. That. I'm a real like nymphomaniac. Some girls is closet freaks. Not me, I'm a hedonistic. Slim, thick, got ass for weeks. It's all real, so it's realistic. Knees weak for my technique. My wet creek is a golden ticket. I made them come on my ass cheeks. Then I rubbed it in and it felt terrific.
Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet.
DJ, Lady, J-Rock.
Wait a minute, let's start this from the beginning. You was all on my shit, boy, by hell, no, I wasn't with it. But you stay consistent. When I talked, you would listen. Gave me everything I was missing. I was dancing, kissing. I'm moving forward, why you standing still? Why you even come around? You got me fucked up, fucked up. You got me fucked up, boy. You got me fucked up, boy. You got me fucked up, me fucked up. You got me fucked up, boy. You got me fucked up. Shit and violence. Got me all up in my feelings. That's just fake. fucked up. Fucked up. You got me fucked up. Boy, you got me fucked up. Boy, you got me fucked up. Me fucked up. You got me fucked up. Boy, you got me fucked up. Wasting much time with you.
If I'm so boring, then what you know? Why are you with me?
First of all, I ain't impressed by that.
Oh, good.
I'm with you.
Hands up.
I'm boring too.
Hands up. There you go.
All right.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So here's my letter.
Give me that money back.
So I own a house on a small island you can only access by boat. I threw a huge party a few days ago for my friend's wedding. I own a boat which can fit about 20 people, so we made three trips back and forth to the mainland to pick up people and bring them to the house, okay? Yesterday morning when I woke up, I went to the bathroom. I found shit all over the bathtub. It was also on the walls and on the floor, and there was even a shit footprint. And that's so incredibly disgusting, by the way. Okay, so I called the
meeting. R. Kelly?
So I called the meeting to the main living room. I said, whoever did it needs to own up to it and clean it. That's fucking rude. I don't want to clean up somebody else's shit. Nobody admitted. And I said that I will not be taking anyone back to the mainland until somebody admitted to clean it up. So after about 30 minutes, my brother's fiance's cousin admitted to it. She said she was had a bad stomach issue, and she went up to the toilet, and somebody was on the toilet. She said she was drunk. She made a stupid decision, and she said she shitted in the tub. So now everyone is pissed at me, saying that I'm an asshole for outing her like that. I didn't really believe it was her, but that shoe design that she, you know, that from the shit print did kind of match her shoe. So I took everyone home. My brother said I ruined the party and made everyone uncomfortable. Okay. But how would you feel if somebody shit in your tub?
Babe.
What's up, y'all? We back again. It's another Thursday and another epic episode of Midnight Madness.
Yeah.
I am your Auntie Kitty.
I'm Go DJ Lady J Rock.
And we in this bitch. How you doing this week, mama?
I'm doing okay.
That's good.
We get going.
Huh?
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did not watch it. I watched Rihanna's performance. That's about it.
Did you watch Rihanna's performance?
I did.
What'd you think?
I did. I think she is such a big star that a mediocre performance will carry her. Mm.
You know, we've been in these streets watching these people perform, our friends perform.
Right.
My friends perform better than that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We go off on people who are lip syncing. We're like, what have you been? Why not?
Well, you know, the Navy like came
this,
in.
And then by the end, I was like this.
The Navy came in. And of course, if y'all don't know, Rihanna is pregnant with her and ASAP's second child. She is indeed pregnant. They did confirm it. But the Navy came in and they were so protective. They were just like, what do you expect her to do? She's pregnant. And that bitch, we didn't know she was pregnant. And That has absolutely nothing to do, but like I said, that performance will carry her because of her fan base, as well as those songs are, you know, they hit singles.
Yes,
so you know
she got plenty of hits.
Right, right.
She does not have a performance. She got
Normally Rihanna shows her ass though. I will give her that. Normally when in concert, Rihanna goes the fuck off. Matter of fact, her shows are just man. But due to the fact I think I will say this, I do understand like she was in the air trying to keep her balance and stuff, and of course having been with child before, I know like you're really, really careful. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it was. I think she was a little cautious, mm-hmm. I think, because she really wasn't moved. And I'm quite sure Rihanna could move. If that had been like solid ground, she probably would have done better. I think it was a poor choice to be on a thing floating in the air, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Knowing that you're pregnant. But it gave what it gave, honey. It wasn't nothing special to me. I even had got into it with a girl because I, you know, everybody seen the obvious. We're not crazy. That wasn't baby fat. But one girl was like, "Well, I'm just one of the type of people. I want people to announce that they're pregnant before we go to speculating and this and that." And I was like, "Bitch, did you not see that bitch's stomach? Like, you think she got a tumor? That's not baby fat." And Rihanna sells lingerie. Yeah. She would have been, she sells lingerie and she's a fucking billionaire. She would have been not pay her a good trainer to get her in shape and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it was big for her. She sold some more Fenty. You know, like I said, she got a big enough fan base to where she can do lackluster ass performances and get away with it.
I'm glad you said it. That's how I felt about it too. I was like, that's it.
Yeah, everybody was, girl, these folks want to argue with me as usual. They always want to argue. Y'all like to tussle in these comments. I would love to meet some of y'all in person. I really would. Because I want to know if that energy is like that in human form.
Yeah,
because y'all be too motherfucking gangsta on these. And it wasn't that serious. I actually had to tell a girl, sis, it's not that serious. That girl pregnant.
You don't know her.
She is pregnant. And everybody don't go under the knife. I'm not assuming that she would have went under the knife. What I'm saying is that she got plenty of money and she sells lingerie. It would make sense for her to get in shape so she can promote her shit. You know what I'm saying? Although she does have shit for all sizes, I actually own some Fenty and it's true to size. It's very comfortable. Mm-hmm. So
what you got? What pieces you got?
I just got a bra and panty set.
Hey, next time, show it to us next time. All right then.
Girl, we're going to have all type of views that come out of it.
Hey now.
Woo. So what else has been going on?
I like to get out to.
We already talked about Beyonce. Congratulations to the Chiefs. Yeah. My bad. What? That's my brother now team. That's 4-5. That's 4-5 and Judge's team. I don't have a cock in that fight. I'm not a big sports fan. Never been athletic. I was more of the cheerleading type, and they didn't want me on the cheerleading squad because I was a big girl. So. You know, I was the girl that went in the stands and waited for halftime so I could dance battle the other motherfucker that danced real good at the other school in the stands, right, with the band. So, but congratulations to the Chiefs. It's their second time around the Super Bowl stadium. Congratulations to them. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What you was about to say?
I don't remember now. Thank you to all of the other radio stations who are, you know, wanting to get into the mix show path and, you know, reaching out to me. I think I'm up to 11 stations now. So very appreciative to that. You know, including the Kitty Pink, you know, Kitty Pink Radio. So, cause, you know, we do our ladies mix every week and, this week gonna be a little different because we're only gonna, you know, this is just gonna be about our top five videos. It's
the top five countdown. FFO. Shout out to all the ladies on this last little crew here, or the first crew here, top five of the top five. It was very tough to choose in between you ladies. Y'all did some good work. hand clap for yourselves. And yeah, big shout out to all of you. You ready?
I am ready. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty all right.
Okay. And this was so freaking hard, but number five is
Vazie Owens. Yes. Material girl.
No, this is not material love. You giving away some shit, man. Is it material love?
Yeah, material love came in at number five.
Okay, I'm all off. I'm discombobulated. I am so sorry. Yeah, number five, Material Love by Vazie.
This time I hate your guts and your hate mine, so why my closet can't just be on fleek? And I know next week that I'm on trail on your tweet, but let's fight about it overseas. If I'ma kick you out, then Lord, let Jay's be on my feet and Dolce and Gabbana on my sheets. I want a horse on my shirt, not a heart on my sleeve. Life is too short, I'm boy, compensate me. I'm your honey. Like riding bucket seats, won't you buy me shopping sprees, babe? I think I'd rather have material love. Why you blame me? Like everything ain't what it seems. I make you feel the type of things, pay me for the sins to see. I got you all doped up on me. On me and show enough. If we gon' argue, let's say 40,000 feet. From MIAIHNYC. And if you gon' check for me, then first check my bags. And if you gon' come for me, boy, come with facts. Like where the connect is, the cap and the layover tickets on a dresser if you plan to stay over. I'm yo honey. But time is more. Riding bucket seats, won't you buy me shopping sprees, babe? I think I'd rather have material love.
Shout out to Vazie Owens. I just want to say Vazie is fucking talented as fuck. She's on this countdown twice. That speaks for itself. That particular video, it did not have a director on there, but correct me if I'm wrong, Vazie. I believe that she had her hands in that as well. Vazie not only is a singer, a rapper, Vazie is a dancer. Vazie is also a producer.
She's very creative.
Yes, she's very hands-on. So shout out to Vazie. And of course, it's no surprise. Number four, like I said, you got to be a bad mama jamma to have two songs in the top five countdown. Yeah. But the next jam is Vazie. Please don't blow my high.
Please don't blow my mind. that chick who was dancing in the club like a hoe, doing headstands in the middle of the floor, turning up like she ain't been out in a while. It was me, yeah, it was me. If you heard about that chick with the big black boyfriend riding in the old school, like they say, don't mess with, rolling up his wishes while we riding through the city. It was me, yeah, it was me. A cup with 1-inch waist, bad attitude, always got some shit to say, nice but cute face. So baby, it was me, yeah, it was me. So don't you come over spilling that tea, I'm sipping on Hennessy. So I don't care to hear your tea, I'm sipping on Hennessy. Baby, please don't blow my high. Baby, please don't blow my high. Baby, please don't blow my high. Baby, it was me, yeah, it was me. Glass half full, guess I'm an optimist. Dancing by myself, I see I'm looking, guess I'm obvious. Don't you push up on me, boy, I swear I got a daddy. Mary Jane at the house being savage. Don't you see me cloud nine vibing? Rolling my hips like they taught me in the island. Did they tell you that I'm so damn reclusive? So when I finally leave the house, I really freaking lose it. You say he told you that I'm crazy, but did he tell you that I'm good? Did he say that I could pray for and do it low key like a real ninja would? So don't you come over spilling that tea, I'm sipping on Hennessy. So I don't care to hear your tea, I'm sipping on Hennessy. Baby, please don't blow my high. Baby, please don't blow my high. Baby, please don't blow my high. Tell you about my struggle, why they question my accomplishments, like I ain't deserving. Did they tell you how I started this? That I like my men, how I like my pockets, fat and I screw him like a con artist. That's why he always trippin', blow his mind, I'm a magician. I know my man pimpin', that's really why I'm with him. I don't let nobody but myself, and he resilient. So he'll pop back when I dip out, now he won't kill me. So don't you come over spilling that tea, I'm sippin' on Hennessy. So I don't care to hear your tea, please don't blow my high. Baby, please don't blow my high. Baby, please don't blow my high. Baby, it was me, yeah, it was me.
Please, please don't blow my high.
Number four,
conspicuous.
Bozzy Owens with "Please Don't Blow My High." Yes, shout out to Bozzy. We got more Bozzy coming up, y'all.
And before we get down to the nitty of our top three, y'all send in your videos to us so that we can also feel them as well. Send them to kittypinkradio@gmail.com. That's all you got to do. Send it in to be, you know, you want to be in the running too. I know you do.
Kittypinkradio@gmail.com. Most definitely. And Bozzy got content for days. Don't let Bozzy outdo you. I'm just
don't let Bozzy outdo you.
But
yeah.
It's kind of hot. All these lights, it's hot.
Yeah. It said, look, it's hot. All right. We'll go to song number three. This is Alex Blair. name of this song is If.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before we go for it, I want to recognize the directors. ADT, the mayor, directed that video. But let's get on to number three. Alex Blair, If.
First they want something, then they need you. It's not easy, but it's how the game goes. But I go on and let you feed it. It's the freak in me that likes the way you make my name flow.
If you think it's alright, then please let it go on.
I know you're feeling me a little too much,
but you're risking your pride trying to take control of
something you never had before. Check, I remember it. All the drugs and shit, all the partying was just a flex. Fun but such a mess. But I held your hand through every problem that we met. Now you making me choose one. All that good love and gone. Tried to exploit me when all you did was respect me wrong.
You think it's alright? Wrong.
Number three, ladies and gentlemen, that is Alex Blair with If.
Yeah. Look, you saw, that's my part. When she,
like that.
When she,
oh, my God.
Out of the red, I'll be like this. Yeah, Alex Blair. Get
shout
it.
Out to Alex. I'm not sure who directed that video, but Alex, if you're watching, could you please let us know who directed that video? We definitely want to give the directors of these visuals their props. Yes. Most definitely over here. It's getting down to the nitty gritty. Mm. Number two.
Number two is someone who played your co-host a couple of weeks ago. And y'all killed it together. This is sensation. Name of this song is Pussy.
Pussy, this pussy make you sweat.
pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Ever fuck with a squirter? Drown a nigga, that's murder. Don't be scared, you won't hurt her. Beat it up, Ike Turner. Cat talking, it's calling. So tight, you won't fall in. Long dick, I want it all in. Put the head shaft in the balls in. Then I grip the dick a little tighter. Spread my legs a little wider. Ride it rough, I'm a rider. Bitch tripping, I'm a slider. School's in, I'm a teacher. Soul snatching, I'm the reaper. Put it in a little deeper. You a has-been and I'm a keeper. She the type of hoe to get on your case. I'm the type to come sit on your face. Open up wide, get you a taste. You could do it right or you'll be replaced. I can make them feel good when it's gushy. Make them pay a bit of fill on my nucky. Have them calling in work playing hooky. Better nigga fall in love with this pussy. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet.
It's so wet like a koozie jet. Rain hard in a tsunami. Decline dive for a blind dive. What would you do for this poonai? If I gave you some, better hold your tongue. Gotta keep a secret like Illuminati. If I fuck them right, then my boo got me. Woke up in my boo got it. Fold me up like an origami. This is porn for your radio. For round two, I want more Armani. Juicy mouth for fellatio. Bust one, I'm a double back. When it comes ahead, I'm a brainiac. Tie me up. Bend me like over, that. I'm a real like nymphomaniac. Some girls is closet freaks, not me, I'm a hedonistic. Slim, thick, got ass for weeks, it's all real, so it's realistic. Knees weak for my technique, my wet creek is a golden ticket. I made them come on my ass cheeks, then I rubbed it in and it felt terrific.
Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet. Pussy, pussy, this pussy real good. Pussy, pussy, it make you feel good. Pussy, pussy, this pussy make you sweat. Pussy, pussy, this pussy dripping wet.
That is number two, y'all.
And shout out to the Piranha Brigade. You know, that's their coven. As you know,
okay, 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 okay.
Yeah, Piranha Brigade. So, okay. Yeah, that's it right there.
Dopeness, dopeness. Shout out to, I believe, KB is who directed that video. Y'all, if y'all looking for some dope videos, Films by KV, it's at Films by KV. Y'all get at him. That was a dope visual. Mm-hmm. Possibly why I made number two. Not just that. Shout out to Sin. I believe it was Sin's husband. Mm-hmm. First seen it when we first posted and asked, hey, can I send in a submission? Yeah. And we was like, we don't care as long as she got a pussy. And what do you know? She had some pussy.
Yeah, very, very graphic details in that song. So I mean, even right. If you're not watching the video, you can visualize it.
Right, right. Shout out to Sin as well as her husband. Like you said, week before last, she was here to sit in for you, and we went overtime just talking. She is dope. Matter of fact, it's no longer Sin. It is sensation. So not just that, my girl just dropped all her music. Both singles are on Spotify right now, so if y'all would like to cop that track, go on over to Spotify or wherever your major music platform, wherever you listen at, and look my girl up and make sure y'all get them streams. I believe she's at 9, she may be further, but the last time I checked, she was at 19,000 views on YouTube, and she had 100 streams the last time I checked. That was a couple of nights ago. I'm sure it's more than that by now, but congratulations, sensation. We are proud of you over here. Thank you for taking a leap of faith. Thank you for being the first to be like, I want to jump on that. You know what I'm saying? And not just that, like, you really, really put a battery in my back talking about, you know, how much love you had for me and J-Rock for doing this for the females. That made me tear up a little bit. We thank you. We are down to the final one. This young lady is actually in school. She said she liked to argue, so she sent her ass to law school. She's in law school right now. Not only is she a talented individual, but she's also a mother. She's also another artist that is hands-on with her visuals and her music. Not just that, what I love about her, because so many people talk so much shit about people actually having writers and people come in as a collective to actually create these beautiful songs and stuff like that. And not just that, I'm proud of her because this is my little cousin. And she's just a blessing. She's such a fucking blessing. I love her so much. Number one, y'all, is
John Tria. The name of the song is Fucked Up.
You got me fucked up. Period.
Let's go.
Tired of wasting time.
Wait a minute, let's start this from the beginning. You was all on my shit, boy, by hell, no, I wasn't with it. But you stay consistent. When I talked, you would listen. Gave me everything I was missing. I was dancing, kissing. I'm moving forward, why you standing still? Why you even come around if that's how you feel? I got niggas lining up just to take your spot. Try it if you want. You got me fucked up, fucked up. You got me fucked up, boy. You got me fucked up, boy. You got me fucked up, be fucked up. You got me fucked up, boy. You got me fucked up. Wasting much time with you.
Got me fucked up.
She makes barbecues over there.
She's a Pisces. I say that rather proudly. She's a Pisces. Shout out to everybody. If you submitted some music to us, shout out to you. Y'all don't let these numbers discourage you. I want to say that. I say that as an artist, because sometimes I be like, I'm number five. I get like that. But at the end of the day, it's top five, meaning that you have to beat some other people out to you make out, the you countdown. You beat out
20 other people, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? 20 other videos. So, yeah.
Exactly. I guess you could call this our trial run. It was rather smooth, if you ask me. I loved every bit of it. I loved looking at all the visuals. I love the feeling that we're giving the film C's as well as the R&B divas a place of their own. And this is week six, but we've done 5 weeks of this. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. What about you, DJ?
That felt good, didn't it?
It does feel good.
I mean, it feels good. I feel like, you know, we're trying to do our part to, you know, make the females relevant. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, right. You know, even though it's a male-dominated lane for the most part. But, you know, hey, we know some people who can do some things. So
most definitely, most definitely. Y'all, and don't think that this is, we just doing this for fun. There are people who tune in, not just here. DJ Lady J Rock also plays it on the Wild Out Radio. So it's not just over here at Kitty Pink Radio. So y'all get them submissions in. Please make sure that they are dope. And also, when you send the submissions in, please be sure to list who your director is, just in case they aren't on the video. We most definitely want to give the people who put the oil in the machine to bring us videos their just due, because like that's another thing I don't like. Not only do I not like the fact that females don't get as much credit as they're due, but these video directors don't either. And it's almost a matter of fact, if you're a video director and you got some dope ass visuals, send that shit in. Make sure she got a coochie. Make sure it's a she.
That's all it is. That's the only prerequisite.
That's it. But if y'all got some dope visuals you want to send in, shout out to T Lafayette, shout out to Absolute, shout out to TK Barbie, shout out UGQ, Solo Texas, Erasta,
South Dallas, Kiki, Toya,
South Dallas, Toya T. Shout out to all you ladies. Y'all are amazing. Keep pushing. I know we get to a point to where we think that we're getting too old for it, but you're never too old to chase after your dreams. And if you want to feel better about it, if you were a Jehovah's Witness, you wouldn't even know how old you were. Pew.
I was a Jehovah's Witness, and I knew how old I was.
Well, I'm just saying, you weren't supposed to be celebrating that shit.
We don't celebrate it, but it's still another year. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, age really doesn't. You're as old as you feel.
Yeah.
You're as young as you feel. Mm-hmm. You taking care of yourself, health as well. You know what I'm saying? You just take care of yourself. Matter of fact, I'll be damn near 40 in a couple of days.
I feel
it a little bit, but at the end of the day, I'm most definitely gonna continue striving for my dreams. I know a lot of times people, especially women, they don't too much do the digs at men, but when it comes to women, you know, they kind of put on like you too old to continue doing this, when really we have more longevity than y'all on the cool. We really do. Like honestly, people think after you're 40 as a male rap artist, that's when you need to be trying to hang it up. They think that. That's just an opinion. I'm not saying that that's when you need to hang it up, but I'm just saying, you know, a lot of times people try to deflect and put that off on women. But no, ma'am, continue reaching for your dreams. Y'all continue singing, continue writing, continue making visuals, continue doing any and everything that you need to do to make sure that your brand is put out there in the face or the platform of who it needs to be in front of. Thank you. I try. Once again, y'all, if you have anything that you would like to submit, we're asking you to send us some. We want your submissions. We want them. Send them into kittypinkradio@gmail.com. MP4 format. I'm a little tongue tied. I'm tired. Now, I'm a little tongue tied.
Now, since you said all that, I do, before we get out here, I got a quick letter I want to read.
Okay. Come on.
Quick letter. Okay. So back in November, me and a longtime friend bought flights to Miami for March of 2023. Okay. Next month. So the plan was to hang out, do some shopping, probably a theme park. Last week, I realized I was catching feelings for this friend. So I decided to invite her out on a date. She says no, but she was gentle about it. Although rejection hurts, I'll get over it. Okay. The issue started when I said I would no longer be able to go to Miami with her, as it would be uncomfortable for me to spend so much time with her together after being rejected. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know I'm flaking on the trip. So I told her that I would pay her non-refundable flight if she doesn't end up going. So whatever. So she said that's not enough and that I must pay for her friend's flight to go with her. So that she would still be able to go on the trip. I refused. A fight ensued. Am I being an asshole?
Not at all. And not just that, don't feel fucked up about the rejection. She most definitely was about to use the fuck out of you, my nigga. That's why you were invited. She don't desire you, bro. There's a lot of women out here that would love to spend the time with you and not just your wallet. So go ahead, let her go. Friendship or romantically, she don't deserve you, bro.
Whatever it was,
she don't deserve you. She was finna try to use you. Mm-hmm. That's why she wanted you to go. She wanted you to spend some money. And she knew that. And this is the thing about nice guys, and then y'all get mad at everybody else. Y'all need to recognize and acknowledge when you are being used. There are women out there. I do know that. Not everybody. But there are women out there who will use the fact that you like them against you to get things from you. Mm-hmm. So absolutely not. You are not an asshole. You're a nice guy.
And you're not obligated.
You weren't even obligated to pay the thing. She invited you.
Mm. We talked about going together as friends.
Right.
After I caught myself and I'm like, okay, well, other than me just going there being a creep, I put it out there. Hey, well, since you don't feel the same way about me, then I'm not gonna go.
Right.
But I was I offered you something above and beyond, but then you're being greedy, so nah.
Mm-mm. Don't know about your business, Heifer.
Yeah.
Hey. some of us want a good man that want to spend some time with us. Mm-hmm. But
take me to Hot Springs. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Her loss. But no, like women and y'all women, stop doing that. I was dating somebody and I really I wasn't interested in them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, honesty hour, I guess, I was using that person to get over somebody else. But as soon as I recognized that I'm gonna keep on eating up this man money and he really ain't gonna get no honey out of it, I went the other direction because I'm Pisces.
Yeah,
I don't believe in using people.
Yeah, we don't want that karma.
And that's another thing, y'all hoes, go get the karma. Whatever you put out is like a boomerang. You shoot that son bitch around, it's coming right back to you.
Yep.
So y'all better be careful with that too. Mm-hmm. Dead ass.
What she said.
What you got going on this weekend?
A couple of weddings to do. If you guys have got some upcoming nuptials, even if it's in August, I got a car. I know how to drive. You know what I'm saying? So I love doing weddings. I love doing throwback events. I also, have another fashion show coming up. So I'm staying pretty okay.
That's good. Stay busy. I ain't gonna take a break from my other obligations, but I'm gonna have to cut back. I need a mental break. If you listen to my episode of Coffee with Kitty this morning, then you most definitely know what's going on. I definitely need a mental break from Hollywood gossip anyway, most definitely. And news and stuff like that. It's some things that I need to take care of for me before I can get on here and gossip about other people. But if you are listening to me on other stations, there will be some new shit over there. It ain't gonna be old shit. I'm kind of cutting back from going live. It's gonna be more recordings, just, you know, so I can kind of, I'm about to be you. Yeah, I'm about to be 39 Tuesday, and I'm still, you know, I've never been very, very transparent about the fact that I do suffer from or struggle with mental illness, but I definitely need a break. So, like I said, all my other obligations, wherever y'all listening to me, you'll be able to still listen to me there. It just may be a while before you catch something on Kitty Pink Radio for a little bit.
Okay, well,
I ain't gonna even say that because, like I said, my other obligations, I have other shows on this channel. It's just
the
shows, the shows that I'm doing by myself, I may not be doing them. But Kitty Pink Radio ain't went nowhere.
All of
Kitty Pink Radio has not gone anywhere. I'm definitely gonna be here. I just need to get right so that I can be at 100%. I'm an empty glass. I'm pouring from an empty jar right now. So. You know, I can't pour into y'all if I don't have anything. Right. I need to fill it back up. But I got a birthday coming up on Tuesday. Y'all can still send me Cash Apps for my birthday, though.
What's your Cash App? Let them know what the Cash App is.
Oh, it's FlyGirl84. I thought I had it on here for the donators. Shout out to my donators. Those of you that y'all continue to donate. Your contributions are the reason we got this pretty little screen up here and all these nice little whatchamacallits and
all these little bells and whistles.
Right.
Returning.
As Ariel said on The Little Mermaid, think of a box. I got plenty. It's FlyGirl84. If y'all want to drop me a little birthday love, you know. We're going to Houston this weekend. That's another thing that I want to do. I want to start getting out the house a little bit more. Being a hermit is starting to send me to a dark place. So I'm gonna get out and be a little social. I don't like being around y'all, but I'm gonna try to come outside.
Hey now, you got to come outside.
We will be in Houston this coming up weekend, but the next coming up weekend. My birthday is the 22nd, which is on a Tuesday or Wednesday. It's on a Wednesday. And then that Thursday, we're going to shoot off to Houston, Texas. So I'm going to be out there with some of my viewers out there. Y'all hit me up. I'm going to do a little, I've already spotted out some spots. I'm definitely going to do karaoke. So if y'all would like to come hang out, it's nothing for content or anything, which you might end up on my TikTok or something like that. But it's nothing, you know, big or nothing like that. But if y'all want to come out, all our Houston viewers, I'll be out that way next weekend.
Nice.
That's what I got going on over here. But most definitely still going to be on Wild Out Radio on Mondays at 7. Wednesday, BFO5 will be here for War of the Roses. And that's it.
That's still plenty.
I'm gonna take me a break. Other than that, we love y'all so much. Thank y'all for all your support, all of your support, man. For real. I be getting so excited. And don't trip because we don't talk back to you, y'all. This is pre-recorded. I'm normally in the comments, though. So I be talking back to y'all in the comments. But thank y'all so much. We appreciate y'all. Y'all continue to support us and send in those submissions. Let me throw up that email one more time for you visually impaired folk. KittyPinkRadio@gmail.com. Y'all shoot us some submissions. We want to hear you. We want to play you. We want to get y'all some playtime. And make sure that you let us know who your directors is. We're going to do something with that. I haven't decided exactly what, but we're going to show y'all directors some love. For real. Y'all deserve that much. Especially putting up with some of these artists.
Damn.
Right. I went fast enough. shots fired. Now I say that, I'm saying that because of me. I know I'm a diva. I am most definitely a diva. So like, you know, putting up with different attitudes and trying to incorporate your idea, it can get trying at times. So shout out to you directors out there. Shout out to all you artists. We're going to get up out of here. It's been another awesome, awesome, awesome episode of Midnight Madness. I am your Auntie Kitty. It's okay.
I'm DJ Lady J-Rock.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye. Yeah.